at 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Lee Troll, an administrator at the Dallas Theater Center, was abruptly dismissed yesterday for what was termed inappropriate behavior. In 10 years, Troll had risen rapidly at the theater from actor to casting director, then director of new play development. Art and Seek's Jerome Weeks reports in those roles, Troll was a power center in the North Texas theater community.
Lee Troll could get an actor cast at the Dallas Theater Center or banned from it. And for playwrights, he could get a script workshopped, even help get grant money for it. But in a report Tuesday in the website Theater Jones, several women said that his power was a chief reason they didn't report incidents of sexual harassment by Troll. The Dallas Theater Center's official release Monday said only that a recent complaint had been received about Troll's behavior. The theater said it investigated the complaint, determined Troll had violated the DTC's policies, and fired him. In particular, the release said theater officials needed to prevent, quote, an unsafe, unwelcome, or inequitable environment, unquote. The dismissal came after the DTC had already announced Troll was leaving. In September, Troll said he'd leave at the end of this season to pursue other career opportunities. His abrupt departure Monday doesn't just affect the theater center. Troll was scheduled to work at several other North Texas theaters. Second Thought Theater and Stage West promptly announced he would not be directing already scheduled shows for them. Troll has been a longtime company member of Kitchen Dog Theater. But Tim Johnson, the theater's managing director, announced Troll's membership was, quote, terminated, unquote. And Karamia Theater, where Troll had co-written the play Deferred Action, said it was strengthening and updating its own sexual harassment policy. There's another longtime theater relationship Troll's dismissal may seriously affect. Since 2010, the DTC has given SMU graduate acting students a two-year residency with the theater center's own acting company. Troll was directly involved in choosing those actors, most of them young women. Sam Holland is dean of SMU's Meadow School of the Arts. He says he's deeply concerned about the news surrounding Troll's dismissal, but he hopes Troll's misconduct will not destroy cooperation between SMU and the theater center.
My intention is that we would work to implement a system that would try to prevent such occurrences from happening in the future and make sure there's a very, very clear process for addressing them. But the whole purpose of that would be so that we can continue what I believe is a very positive relationship.
Troll is the second administrator in the Arts District to leave under a cloud. Curator Gavin Delahunty resigned from the Dallas Museum of Art last month after apologizing for unspecified, inappropriate behavior. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Just over 3 months ago, Hurricane Harvey slammed into the Gulf Coast and settled over southeast Texas for 3 days, dumping feet, not inches, of rain. Thousands evacuated before the storm made landfall. Others had to be rescued when floods raged through their homes. Just shy of 4,000 people came north to stay in Red Cross shelters in Dallas, Fort Worth, and Irving. 120 families have decided to stay. KERA's new series, One Crisis Away After the Flood, explores the stories of evacuees who are pressing reset and starting over in North Texas. Courtney Collins begins with a single mom who landed in Fort Worth.
In less than 2 weeks, the curtain goes up on a Christmas program at Grace Tabernacle Missionary Baptist in Fort Worth. The kids in the cast are using their spare time to practice. 11-year-old Dakira McElroy and her friend are perfecting the Whitney Houston version of Joy to the World. Her younger brother, 10-year-old DeCorian, who goes by Corey, belts out a Michael Jackson ballad.
It's that time of year.
This diligent rehearsal, of course, happens in between cartwheels, basketball, and some good old-fashioned arguing.
Oh, Mom, I'm not talking about the rig. I mentioned the rig.
These siblings go to church, play sports, have friends, and they've only been in Fort Worth for 3 months. Mom Brandy Foster explains why.
I was in Port Arthur, Texas. I was hit by Hurricane Harvey, and it destroyed most of the town. They came in and they rescued us and evacuated us here to Fort Worth.
This tight-knit family listened to the rain pound their apartment for 3 days. It just wouldn't stop. Foster couldn't sleep, and the flooded parking lot meant driving away was out of the question, too.
Once the water started coming into the actual apartments and then the canals start overflowing, then we started hearing helicopters come in on the fourth day. We were just scared out of our mind because we didn't know what to do, who to call.
Luckily, help found them. Volunteers with boats started arriving. Rescue helicopters landed in the parking lot. Foster says a foot of water was inside her apartment at this point. It was time to go.
I turned off all the lights and we locked the door and we left.
Foster and her family grabbed what they could and climbed into the back of a big truck, which took them to a church where they spent the night. Then a van drove them to the airport, a military plane flew them to Dallas, and a bus shuttled them to a shelter in southeast Fort Worth. It was a wild journey. 11-year-old Dakira could have lived without the flight.
It was bumpy, it was too much noise, and it had a bad smell.
Those first few days in Fort Worth were chaotic. Foster says while she felt lucky to be safe and dry, her head was full of questions.
It's scary because you wonder, like, where do I go? What do I do? How do I pick up the pieces?
Living in a shelter wasn't easy. Foster was used to working, taking her kids to school, watching football games. Hurricane Harvey destroyed all that. In the midst of the pain, though, she noticed something. The people manning the shelter and the volunteers dropping in and out really seemed to care.
They would come by your cot and or your bed and they would, you know, actually ask you, are you okay? Do you need anything?
When folks from Catholic Charities Fort Worth showed up and offered to help Foster find a job and a place to live, she decided to stay. After 3 weeks in the shelter and a few more in a hotel, Foster and the kids moved into an apartment. Catholic Charities made sure the deposit was paid, the lights were on, and there was furniture inside.
They took their personal cars and a U-Haul, and they moved us in with everything that we had.
Foster now works as a housekeeper at the Baylor Institute for Rehab, also in Fort Worth. She's earning $4 an hour more than she was working as a janitor back in Port Arthur. She likes her kids' school. There's a good aftercare program and tutoring available. She feels like Fort Worth is her future.
If I wanted my kids to grow up, get scholarships, go to college, I wanted them to do it this way. I don't want them to struggle, go to work every day, live paycheck to paycheck. And I felt like this was the opportunity for me to show them something different.
Foster says her father, who struggles with drug addiction, originally came with them to Fort Worth, but decided to return to Port Arthur. She says Catholic Charities offered him the same support she received.
They were going to help him with everything, you know, just as well as me, but he didn't want it. And I just hate that he turned it down, but you live and you learn, so I had to move forward.
And she really feels like she has. She's hopeful, and her kids are happy. Ask 10-year-old Corey what sold him on Fort Worth.
It's bigger. They got trampoline parks, more trampoline parks. Because in Port Arthur, they didn't have trampoline parks. We had to go to Beaumont.
Brandy Foster says leaving Southeast Texas behind wasn't easy. Now, she feels like a little voice inside her is cheering her on.
Okay, this is your opportunity to actually, instead of being a single mom, you could be a successful mom.
She just never planned on that path to success being paved by a hurricane. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
Meet other Hurricane Harvey evacuees starting over after the flood. And check out photos of Brandy Foster and her kids. That's at KERA.org/onecrisisaway. And coming up tomorrow morning, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office opened a satellite office in Dallas 2 years ago. It's one of only a handful in the country. The goal is to make it easier and faster for inventors to file for patents. The Dallas office, though, has done much more than chip away at a backlog of inventions. That story's tomorrow morning at 8:22 during Morning Edition. And it's possible we'll get a light dusting of snow and sleet after midnight tonight with a low around 41 this evening. There is a very minor chance for accumulation of snow or sleet on grassy or elevated surfaces well south of Interstate 20. And don't be surprised to see some snowflakes or sleet in DFW. But with the temperatures tomorrow remaining well above 32 degrees, any kind of wintry mix will likely melt before causing any problems. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.